This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we are back with Heather Z. Eason. She is our expert contributor in North Buckhead Neighbors and the owner and founder of Z & Co. Design Group. So we're here today to talk about her expert article about the art of warm, modern interior design. So welcome back, Heather. It's so great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here and talking to our readers again about, you know, all the fun interior design things we get to discuss this month.
Me too. I am really excited to hear about this because as a consumer, I guess I would be called, I had never heard of, you know, warm modern interior design. So I'm excited that you're going to educate us and me included a little bit about what that means. And so go ahead and start with that question. What is warm modern interior design?
Yeah. So warm modern interior design, and actually some people do call it cozy modern. You know, they're like, they want to think that they have like a modern updated house, but they want it to be cozy and not too cold. Because a lot of people, they think modern, they think, you know, cold and sleek. And so it's really about getting away from like the sleek and like super minimalism designs that come along with modern and adding like comforting texture and warmer colors and something that's a little bit more livable and like cozier overall, warmer color palettes.
Well, you already just answered a huge question to me because you're right. You know, my take on modern design, it is kind of cooler. You know, it is very, you know, sleek, and that resonated with me when you just said that. When you said a lot of people think, and I'm like, yeah, I would be one of those lots. So go ahead and share with our, you know, listeners what some of the key elements of, you know, modern or more modern interior design.
Yeah. So for warm modern interior design, another thing to kind of just get out there is that it's still clean lines. So still, you know, simple lines on furniture, clean lines, not a lot of like busy details or like heavy architecture if you're remodeling to kind of be this style. But some of the major elements obviously are going to be color. That's going to be the case with any interior design project. And warm modern or cozy modern is going to be a neutral base for the most part. So think, you know, white, cream, grayish, gray. And then, of course, you know, you can use color. It doesn't mean that you can't use color. If you look in the article in the magazine, or if you look online where the blog is posted where we discuss this, you know, you'll see some different images, and there's a pop of color in, you know, nearly all of them. So you can still add color, but overall it's going to be a neutral base and then adding in texture from there.
And so when you say adding in texture, like what would be some examples of that? Like the,
So for texture, you know, this is going to be also like a foundational element for any design project as well. And this can come in many different forms. Pillows, throw blankets, even wallpaper. You know, there's some really great like grass cloths or textured wallpaper, or wallpaper that looks or is even made out of, you know, wood paneling. That's an option. There's so many amazing wall coverings now. It's kind of incredible. And of course, window treatments and using natural materials, maybe on rugs, you know, jute or wool, or even like nubbier, you know, weaves on different fabrics also can add good texture.
Heather, in the article, you also talk about layering as being one of the key elements of this type of interior design. What are some examples of layering that our listeners can, some tips for our listeners on layering?
Yeah. Okay. So layering, you know, this is probably one of the things that a lot of consumers have a hard time with. And it's something that makes like hiring interior designer appealing, because like putting together the finishing touches is really kind of difficult, like layering accessories, grouping things together. And that's also one of those like foundational pieces of design, along with like texture, that, you know, really going to make it look complete and curated versus, you know, staged, I guess. So some things you can do to help, you know, with the layering effect would be layering bedding ensembles, you know, not buying matching bedding, you know, maybe a a nice quilt and then a folded duvet at the end of the bed, pillows that don't go with that set, you know, mixing and matching patterns and textures there. You can also layer, you know, along with your accessories. Another thing you can layer is task lighting or lighting in general, having different layers of lighting, you know, incorporating task lighting with ambient lighting and accent lighting, you know, lamps versus overhead lighting or picture lights that highlight a piece of art on the wall. All of those things, you know, kind of come together to make a well-layered look.
Yeah. Well, I had never even thought about lighting as being something that you could layer, but you're right. It does, you know, layer on top of layer. It makes sense now. When you explain it, it makes a lot of sense. Well, definitely. So what about...
Sorry. Definitely helps a different mood. You know, when you have different layers of lighting, you can turn some off, turn some, you know, on, you can put dimmers on them and you can create different, you know, moods within your home, depending on, you know, what's going on, a party versus, you know, hanging out, watching a movie.
Well, the next key element that was mentioned in the article was natural elements, you know, bringing some natural elements into your design. And that's something, you know, as an outdoors person, I really enjoy the bringing some of the outdoors in and having some natural elements, even in my own design. And I don't know that I would have known to call it, you know, cozy minimalism, but bringing in some natural elements. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So natural elements, I think I've noticed like more people are asking for more natural elements. I think that, you know, we're in front of a screen all the time. There's so many like chemicals and everything. And like, I think there's like this kind of upwave of people who are like just wanting their own home and space to be like more natural. And that's always been an element of design, of course. But for this specifically, you know, I think of natural elements. Like I think of like California modern, like those warm, neutral color palettes that are kind of like open air, you know, they have these like open air homes where the doors range from the left to the right and the air is coming in and the inside's very like organic. So think like wood, leather, stone, even like linen or woven materials. I think we kind of touched on like jute or, you know, rope or elements like that. So I think that that is really important for a lot of people, but especially in this type of design.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then the last thing that, you know, was under the key features portion of the article, you talked about welcoming touches. And this, I would imagine, is important in all elements of interior design, is having, you know, things that make the space seem welcoming. So do you want to touch on that for a minute?
Yeah. Welcoming touches for, you know, this type of design element or just some type of design really depend on, you know, the family or the people who are living there. So whatever makes them feel good is usually something that they use to like welcome their guests with. One example I think we had in there is having like a signature scent or like a candle that you really love. Having, you know, a good aroma about your home could be very welcoming. For some younger families or really anyone in general, but a lot of times like our younger families, they want to have like a family photo wall or something like that with maybe like vintage frames or some way to bring in like that personal touch that, you know, lets people feel good when they walk in the door. Another thing I think that we mentioned was heated tile. So this is, you know, you might not think of that as like a welcoming touch, like welcoming for a guest, unless it was in a guest bathroom, but for a primary bathroom, having heated tile, something that kind of like welcomes you into your day or welcomes you into your bathroom. You know, when you wake up in the morning and it's 5:30 and it's cold and the floor tile is heated, I mean, that is something that I definitely think is welcoming and is luxurious as well.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said that, you know, because I wouldn't have associated, you know, having a signature scent, you know, before mm-hmm. reading your article as a design element, but it really is. It's all about, you know, the space that you're creating and having that scent that kind of is associated with your family or your space or you, you know, that I think that that is a really neat thing to be included. And love that you talked about that and the family wall and the, you know, because there are ways, I think a lot of people are maybe a misconception, you know, and for those of us who haven't hired, you know, an interior decorator or designer to come in and help, you know, curate a space. We assume that it it's not going to be cozy. You know, like we talked about that piece in the title of the article, you know, and that, and having, you know, the family wall, having the scent that welcomes guests, or having, you know, heated tile, like you just suggested, like none of those things I would have, you know, necessarily thought of as a piece of, or a component of interior design, but it really is. And I love that. Is there any other styling ideas or suggestions that you would offer our listeners about this particular type of design?
I think for, you know, let's say in general, I mean, this type of design as well as other types of design, I mean, something to think about when you're styling your home is to do it over time. You know, don't go out and just buy everything you can find at Home Goods that, you know, you love and put it out because you feel like something looks empty. You know, take your time, add things that you have, as well as, you know, purchase things and make it look, you know, we like the home to look like well-traveled, like it's, you know, been with you for some time and, you know, tells kind of like your story of your life and the things that you love. And so I think, you know, doing that and just kind of taking your time so it doesn't look staged and just looks more, you know, curated for your family and pick things that you love.
Yeah. So I would probably be one of those that's guilty of what you just said. Going, you know, and having a space, you want it done, you want it to look finished, you want it to look, you know, designed. And so you go and try to buy everything in one day, you know. So I love that advice. I think that's really good advice for anyone listening, you know, to take your time and let it, you know, fill up naturally, you know, as you find the right pieces or the right fits, you know, for your space. So the next thing that we kind of talked about, or the article that you talked about, and was the trending features, like things that are trending currently in more modern interior design.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple things. One I would say would be black as a contrasting color. That is something that's trending. So that's a good way to add, you know, color. People don't think of, you know, when they think like, I like color, you know, most of the time they're talking about like jewel tones or I like blue or whatever, but, you know, black is also a color. It's a really powerful color and it can be used in, you know, modern design. It can be used in traditional design as well. I mean, there's so many like antiques that are, you know, a black paint or, you know, a really traditional fireplace painted in black can be really powerful too. So you can bring that like trend into many different types of design. And this, you know, it's probably going to be a countertop or maybe an accent wall or even like the wall paint color with, you know, neutral, lighter neutrals on the inside, something like that. And then another trend that we're seeing this type of design is using, you know, wood elements. And that probably goes back to like the natural elements part of this, but bringing in, you know, wood. So, you know, tables, chairs, even, you know, there's light fixtures that have wood elements to them in your decor and your accessories. There's wood, you know, accessories and like art pieces you can hang on your wall. And there's so many different ways that you can bring wood. It might sound kind of basic, but there's so many different ways that you can incorporate that. And that's definitely something that we see a lot of in the warm modern interior design category.
Yeah. And so black is interesting because I wouldn't assume black as a contrasting color. You know, I wouldn't associate that initially with the thought of warm, you know, like, and, but it as a contrasting color, you know, it definitely can be. And I know you gave examples. Can you expand on those just a little bit? Because I'm having a hard time visualizing like how I would incorporate black.
Mm-hmm. Could be, you know, we can use it in wall coverings is a good place for that, or an accent wall. And I guess I was just mentioning that you can use, you know, black is really predominant in, you know, a lot of different styles. It doesn't have to be really moody necessarily. I mean, especially if you have a white kitchen with a black countertop, I mean, that's pretty classic. That's not too modern or, you know, to anything. That's, like I said, just kind of timeless and classic. But, you know, fireplace surrounds in your stone, even in like your wood elements, your coffee table, like a burnished black coffee table. That's something mm-hmm. that's very organic and is also black, but you wouldn't think about that as a contrasting color. But using that as a contrasting color, meaning, and, you know, maybe in lieu of like a red or a purple or, you know, a navy blue, you know, people are really comfortable, I think, with some of those colors, like, you know, went through a turquoise phase where everybody wanted like turquoise pops or blue or green. Like those are kind of our go-to like classic colors, but black is as well.
Yeah. And that too, like you said, and it goes back into the warm color palette, you know, like the color palette, black goes with everything. That's one nice part too. And I love what you just said about how classic, you know, a white kitchen with a black countertop is. Cause that, I mean, I can visualize that. I can see that one for sure. So Heather, a lot of our homeowners may have a second home, you know, whether it be in, you know, at the beach or in the mountains. I know I have several actually neighbors here that have cabins in the highlands and the mountains. So do you have any touches on how, or tips on how to bring this into a second home instead of, you know, their primary living space?
Sure. So, you know, we're based in Atlanta, obviously it's where we work, but we have a lot of clients that do have second homes and we do a lot of work in the Blue Ridge area. And I do think that a lot of those homeowners want their home to feel somewhat modern and cozy, of course, because you're in the mountains, you're getting away. It's like that fireside kind of look to it and feel to it, but don't want the traditional cabin style with, you know, bear motifs and, you know, antlers everywhere. Not opposed to that in the right setting, but, you know, some ways that you can kind of incorporate this into like a cozy cabin would be, you know, walls made out of wood. You know, there's a lot of great like builders, I'm sure, in the mountainous areas that do rustic or like reclaimed wood. You know, different rustic elements, adding furs, or again, using like linens, stone, leather, you know, all of those elements. I mean, they equally work, you know, from a primary residence and into, you know, a second home like a cabin.
Well, Heather, this has been just a wealth of information and I so appreciate having you on again. And in summary, you know, how would you like to close this with our listeners today?
Thank you so much for having us again. It's been so fun. And, you know, one of the reasons that we decided to write an article on this type of design is because, you know, people, they don't even know that this is like a type of design or a specific style. They just know, like, this is what they describe. It's more than a style. It's more of like a feeling and like how you want your home to represent you. And so we get, you know, people describing the style without actually knowing what it is, if that makes sense. So they're like, you know, I want it to be homey and cozy, but I don't want it to be traditional. And, you know, I, you know, want it to be more natural, or, you know, I love it to be neutral, but I don't want it to be cold. And so that's, you know, kind of the inspiration behind like writing the articles. Like, people are searching for this and they don't really know what it is. And again, it's more about, you know, just how it feels than like a very specific style. But, you know, we do this kind of thing all the time. You know, there's so many clients that love a version of this. And at Z&Co Design Group, we definitely offer, you know, all kinds of design services, whether it's just like a one room, or, you know, you're building a second home, or, you know, whatever it is, we'd be happy to help you, you know, get it right.
Well, and you asked if that makes sense, that they're describing this to you and they don't even know what they're describing. And that makes perfect sense, because that's exactly what I would do. And a lot of these elements that you talked about are definitely things that I would want in my own home. So I think this is going to resonate with a lot of our listeners, and they will now have a name to put to their style. So we appreciate having you on again, Heather. And we appreciate Z&Co Design Group, a full design firm, you know, highly recommend that you reach out to them if you guys are looking to redesign some of your space. So thank you so much, Heather. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're so welcome. Well, that's all for today, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.